It's This Week in Bourbon, and we're entering the season of love. And to keep it swift, lover. Here's your headlines for February 2nd, 2024. Elijah Craig Bourbon is proud to return as the official bourbon of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Southern Glaciers is being sued by online platform Pro-V, and Buzzard's Roost is introducing their American whiskey. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixir's Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
And they're off for another Give270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another This Week in Bourbon. It's going to be a very quick This Week in Bourbon because this is like more of a lull than going into like December, it feels like. There's only like four stories to go over, and this is like trying to scratch for stuff.
Everybody's hungover from the holidays still?
Maybe.
Recovering? It was that extra week after the holidays.
It's got to be it. Well, it's like we're on the business side of things, like things are starting to ramp up a little bit. So it's like, all right, you had this little kind of like slowdown period. Now it's like, all right, start planning for everything that's going to happen in 24. And
I missed the slowdown period. When was that?
It never happened for us. No, yeah. We go 90 hours a week, every single week. That's just part of what it is. But
yeah
I mean, we've had some really good stuff happen recently. We just got done with a recording season last week. That was a whirlwind. There was a lot of stuff going on then. We did an awesome episode of Behind the Pursuit this week, so people need to go and check that out.
Yep.
Where we kind of did a more introspective and try to figure out, is there anything left to even innovate in bourbon? And there's been a few people that responded back, and it's kind of interesting to see what other people think, because it's like trying to figure out, is there anything left? Because it's, you know, Elmer and all them, they're like small batch and single barrel, like minds were blown, and now it's cask finished everything, and then what's it going to be next?
What cask is left to finish? it's like they've all been tapped.
Yeah, I don't think there's much available there. That's what those guys over at Good Times, I think they might have figured it out. The only way to innovate is to just keep like baking flavors into stuff. Like,
yeah,
to be fair, like they tapped into something, and it seems to work, and people will gravitate towards it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's most whiskey geeks scoff at, but the general public loves that stuff. So, and I mean, is it really that different than putting in a cask that holds honey and,
or maple syrup.
Or whatever? Yeah. You know, people get all up in a roar that they're baking flavors into the cask, and it's like, well, you're adding flavor to a cask too with honey and maple and wine or whatever. So it's just interesting dynamic what people are okay with, and but it's an interesting conversation. So we won't bore you with it right now, but those are just teasers.
Go listen to the episode. Obviously, go listen to it.
Yep.
Well, there's no bourbon bets this week, is there?
No, thank God. We're well, you covered.
I covered.
I did not. And I'm sorry to all the Baltimore fans. I picked you and cursed your Super Bowl. I'm sorry. I thought it was Lamar and Baltimore's year. They looked great all year. And then just Kansas City, they're good. Their defense just looked awesome and had them frustrated all day. And yeah. I suck.
No, you really couldn't.
But congratulations to you. You won.
Well, I was really rooting for Eminem above all else. That's really what I came down.
Unfortunately, they didn't win, but they did cover.
I know. That's what, man, alive. I was like, believe me, as you could tell, I don't watch a lot of pro ball. And I was sitting there watching like the first three quarters. I was like, it's in the bag. And then all of a sudden, like it just started like, you just saw like everything started to untangle. And I'm like, my
welcome
God.
To gambling. It's like, you're either like, oh yeah, I'm definitely covering this. Or you're like, oh no, I'm in bad shape. And then you cover. It's never like this like nice steady thing.
Yeah. I was hoping they would win though. I think I'd been root for the underdog on that one, but you know, you went against Swift Nation on that one and that's what's going to happen. So we'll save our Super Bowl predictions for next week, probably.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, we'll do that. But other things happening for the ambassador team. So if you are going to be in the Ozarks, go to the Whiskey and Wine Social. It's happening on February 3rd. And then the Winter Bourbon Bash is happening in Xenia, Ohio on February 10th.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's dive into it. It's going to be a quick one, y'all. So Reserve Bar, the leading e-commerce platform for premium and luxury beverage alcohol, has entered into a strategic technology partnership with Delivery.com, a pioneer in the restaurant delivery segment. Utilizing its cutting-edge technology enablement and nationwide fulfillment network, Reserve Bar will significantly expand the beverage alcohol product offerings and the retailers available to Delivery.com users, enabling consumers on Delivery.com to shop for everything ranging from their favorite everyday beverage alcohol to new releases, limited editions, craft, luxury, specialized gifts, and custom engraved bottles. This strategic partnership will also vastly increase the geographic reach of Delivery.com's beverage alcohol segment, powered by Reserve Bar's innovative technology integrated into their new website and app. The Delivery.com customers will also be able to order wine, spirits, and beer directly paired with meals for on-demand delivery from 3,500 licensed retailers in the Reserve Bar network.
I could do some meals.
Yeah.
So they're trying to take on Uber Eats.
Well, I was about to say, it was like, you take on Uber Eats, you know, you hear about the whole Drizzly thing going under, like, well, now's a chance for us to kind of, you've got to compete. I mean, is there, against Uber Eats, you got DoorDash and you got a few other things. And so it's like, you got to just like partner and build the networks that are going to help you grow and expand.
Yeah. I'm curious how Reserve Bar does. And it's like, I hope it's doing well so they can prove that DTC or because Reserve Bar is where they partner with distributors and retailers in states to kind of make the fulfillment of it because it's not just coming from the supplier, it's coming from actual distributors and stores, correct?
Exactly.
That's their model.
And so if you were to go order, let's say, a bottle of Heaven's Door online, because I know they partner with Reserve Bar, you would go and you would put in your order and say you live in Texas or Florida or probably not Alabama, but another state.
Yeah.
It is going to be fulfilled through a local retailer in that area and will be delivered via local courier.
And they have retailers that are in that network that they go to. Yeah.
Exactly. So you're not just dealing with one centralized distributor, but instead it's it's not even a hub and spoke. It's like a mesh, I guess you could say, is the best way to put it.
I like that concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. You know, one thing we forgot to talk about at the top. What we're drinking right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we busted our butts this week already again, too. And it's only Wednesday.
Yeah, we did our first bottling run here at Pursuit Spirits. And it was we spent all day and bottled, 60 cases?
It was 8 hours. Well, it's probably a good 6 hours and 60 cases is what it got down to. But
yeah,
we learned what we need to buy to help speed this process up, too.
Yep, we're always failing forward. But latest batch of United Rye we're drinking and... Man, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're going to live it. But
we're biased.
Yeah. But we're always trying to get better with each batch. And, you know, the barrels that came from Sagamore this time were incredible. And our BBC rye was like 6 years old in this one.
Yeah.
So we're very happy with this one.
Very sure. Very true. I think one thing I will put out there, though, and it'll be at a future thing, is like we will want people like you to come and help us bottle. So if you're interested... and actually coming and bottling one day with us, and we'll feed you, take a bottle home, maybe take home a t-shirt or a hat.
We'll give
or
you tuna fish, mayo, and yeah, some goldfish,
and
maybe.
Some goldfish. We do have leftover Cheez-Its over
and
there.
And maybe trail mix for dessert, if you're lucky.
But just be on the lookout. If that's something that you're interested in, I'll put a feeler out there, and we'll have a sign-up list, and we'll try to go down through. We'll figure out the next day. We'll be bottling some stuff. I think we started looking at the bottling calendar. We'll be doing our sherry finished rye in a little bit, as well as our highly anticipated Pursuit United double oaked bourbon.
Yeah. I think it's only a few weeks away. It's close. Yeah. I'm excited about that one. It's fantastic.
And then plus it's like the other 10 barrels in waiting right now for Pursuit United private selections.
So yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff.
We've been rolling through private selections. People have been really interested. So if you're interested in one, contact us sooner than later, because they are rolling. I've been crazy how much we've sold just in 1 month.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's keep this news train rolling here. So Old Forester Bourbon has introduced a specialty cocktail featured in Matthew Vaughn's new razor-witted, reality-bending, globe-encircling spy thriller, Argyle. And this is debuting in theaters nationwide on February 2nd. It's a twist on the classic whiskey sour, but this is called the Whisker Sour. And it's grabbed it. I know. Just take out a consonant for another one.
There's innovation right there.
And it's crafted with Old Forester Statesman Bourbon Whiskey, Cointreau Lemonade, and topped with club soda and a dash of Angostura bitters. The cocktail's name is a nod to the cat Alfie, the feline featured prominently in the film from Matthew Vaughn. He was also the director of the Kingsman series for which Old Forester Statesman was created. The featured cocktail is shown in a crystal rocks glass as seen in the film, handcrafted by Vista Alegre, a crystal maker in Portugal. The commemorative glass is also being sold in boutique stores around the country and at Old Forester Distillery on Main Street in downtown Louisville.
Congratulations to them. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Try the whisker.
You can't pay for that kind of good promotion, man. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Actually, you probably can't pay for that, but
yeah.
Either way, always love seeing more bourbon get into the mainstream.
That's right.
So here's the other big headline is that Southern Glazers, we all kind of know them, right? A lot of people drink a lot of products of them, but you may not know who they really are, but they are not only the country's largest alcohol distributor, but they are also the 10th largest privately held company in the U.S., and that's according to Forbes. So critics of Southern Glazers have long argued that it's too large and powerful for the good of the industry. But now the company is facing a level of heat that appears unprecedented. The Biden administration has raised concern about its dominance in the market. The Federal Trade Commission has said it's investigating the company for possible violations of federal law. The Internal Revenue Service and the Alcohol Tax and Trade Bureau also descended on one of the company's Bay Area offices in what officials described as an official activity. And Southern Glazers is now battling an antitrust lawsuit that has the potential to threaten its command of the American alcohol industry, some experts may say. If successful, the lawsuit could force Southern to stop bullying potential customers. And this is coming from Taylor Katzman, who's the founder and CEO of Provi, the company that has now brought the lawsuit. Provi is an online platform connecting alcohol suppliers, distributors, and retailers. A liquor store owner, for example, can use Provi to order from multiple distributors at once, including Southern Glazers. But between 2016 and 2021, Southern Glazers, or should I say, this is what happened, between those 2 years, Southern Glazers fulfilled more than 120,000 orders via Provi, which was around $200 million. And this is, again, according to the lawsuit. But then Provi's lawsuit alleges that Southern Glazers and its closest competitor, Republic, began to boycott Provi. They each created their own online marketplaces similar to Provi and that forced their customers to use those proprietary platforms instead of their using Provi. So Southern Glazers and Republic National nearly simultaneously announced that they would no longer accept orders that came through Provi, and that was according to the complaint, and even blocked emails from Provi so that any orders placed through Provi would never be completed. This boycott significantly impaired Provi's business, and both Southern Glazers and Republic National have denied the allegations in interviews with other publications and have filed a motion to dismiss. A decision on that motion is expected soon from the judge in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois Eastern Division.
Well, I knew RNDC had the, I think it's called LibDibs.
Yes. Maybe
that's their kind of Provi competitor. I had no idea Southern Glazer had one, but this is interesting. And it's not good to get all these investigations and whatnot. I don't know. You look like, all right, bring the counterpoint.
Yeah. Cause part of me, it's just like, well, listen, it's like you built a mousetrap and they built a better mousetrap that is basically to them. When I look at this, it's like, my name's Comcast. I brought to you all these channels. And then everybody goes like, well, I see how good Netflix did, AKA Provee. I'm going to go be Disney Plus. I'm going to go ESPN Plus. I'm going to go be Hulu. I'm going to go be whatever. Yeah. I'll go build my own platform that makes people subscribe to me. They can only get my content from me. So that's the way.
So Kenny's free market, huh?
Well, it's not. I mean, I am free market to say with this. I mean, I just look at it from that perspective. It's like, okay, cool. You built a concept that works, right? Unfortunately, probably what you didn't do is you didn't take this to Southern and Republic and say, hey, I've built you something. Would you like to license it? Would you like to partner with it? Would you like to be more in tune or like basically like work tighter with this? I'll give you discounts, whatever it is, to make sure that it's like, don't go and build something.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like Dropbox and Google with Google Drive and Dropbox, because Dropbox, I think,
they kind of started it, right?
They started that while Google Drive was in development, and then Dropbox became so popular that I don't know if it's quite correlation, because alcohol is so different, but they should have, I don't know. This is, alcohol is so weird and all the different dynamics with retailers and distributors, and like you try to keep it fair where it's a true fair market, free market system doesn't necessarily work. And that's throws a whole nother dynamic into it. I don't even know where I went with that, but
no, it's okay.
I think that just shows how difficult and confusing the three-tier system is as far from a fairness and free market standpoint. You can't have both within the three-tier system.
Yeah. And where Provee can still win is that, yes, sure, you lost the two biggest, which is what, 50%+ of the marketplace. But how many other distributors? We're not with either of those distributors.
Yeah.
And how many other brands are like us out there? And so Provee still plays a role with that. It's just, unfortunately, you're
not going to get all the whales, but you can get a lot of schools of fishes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's the best way to put it.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's finish up with our last news story. On the top of this one is that Elijah Craig is proud to return as the official bourbon of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am has been designed as a PGA Tour signature event in 2024. The result is a reimagined tournament and an unbeatable fan experience with a central focus on the top players from the tour competing at Pebble Beach and Spyglass Hill. As the official bourbon partner, Elijah Craig will activate on the Triangle Plaza in the heart of Pebble Beach Golf Links, one of the two Monterey Peninsula golf courses making up the tournament grounds. At the Triangle's Elijah Craig Bourbon Speakeasy, spectators will be able to taste distinctive warm spice and smooth flavor of Elijah Craig Small Batch, enjoy handcrafted signature cocktails, engage in photo opportunities after signing their name on an interactive signature wall. And throughout the course of general concessions, fans can also find Elijah Craig featured in the Elijah Craig signature Old Fashioned with golf. Also, this is an interesting one. With golf consumers twice as likely to drink bourbon compared to the average consumer, the Elijah Craig Bourbon Partnership with AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am offers a strong fit for the brand as it continues to cement its name in the world of golf through the 19th hole campaign. The campaign extends the fan experience beyond the course, including premium media placements, golf publications, digital and social media, consumer contests, and in-store displays, rounding out the 360-degree program.
You know who wins in this scenario? Max Stefka.
He gets to go. I was about to say, by the way, shout out to Max. He's a good friend of ours. And yeah, he's the big person in charge of all of Elijah Craig.
Yeah, so he gets to go there. I remember last year, the weather was like absolutely terrible. It was like cold and rainy, where it's normally like pretty mild. And, you know, it's a damp climate. So, but anyways, but it's huge for the category, you know, having a sponsor. Elijah Craig, I think, is also the sponsor of the PGA.
This is part of that. Yes.
Well, no, the PGA Championship here in Louisville. Sorry.
Oh, in Valhalla.
Yeah, Valhalla.
Year. They had that.
They also had the Ryder Cup.
They had the Ryder Cup. That's what Max went to the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I was saying he wins in all this. Got this great idea, guys. We should sponsor.
Yeah. You know what I really loved about this is that they somehow found data that said that golf consumers are twice as likely to drink bourbon compared to the average consumer.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I like that, though.
I like that. I would have thought.
It makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I would have thought, I guess when I play golf, people drink mostly beer or like high noons, but that's during the round.
And then, Arnold Palmer.
Huh? Then once you get done with your round, you can drink bourbon afterwards. But, you know, because you always got, in golf, you got to find that happy equilibrium where you're slightly buzzed up so you're unconscious, but you're not too far where you can't swing a club.
Yeah,
so
you just got to just have a...
You're teetering on that line.
Yeah, as long as it's like going straight, it's what I keep having to tell myself, like, you don't need to crush it. Don't need to show off to these guys. They don't care. All you do is just hit it straight. And you're in your head the entire time and you swing and you're like, hooked it again.
Doesn't matter if I think or don't think.
Yeah. It's, man.
It's like that Robin Williams skit, the golfing
one. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's so hilarious.
How many holes?
18 times.
18 holes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. But you know who I would love to sponsor if we had the money, which we don't, is Nelly Korda. She's leading she's like number one in the world. She's young and very talented. She is like dominating the LPGA. She's doing really well, but we probably can't afford her.
Well, just reach out before she gets too big, right?
I know.
You should have thought about this 3 years ago.
She wears a Goldman Sachs hat, so you can tell what kind of money. And she's sponsored by Nike, so.
Oh,
but
well,
Spirits, she's not sponsored.
There we go. All right, so we'll figure out how to play that one in there. We'll see, if we end up going to an LPGA tournament, we'll just like roll a bottle on the green.
Yeah, here you go.
And see if it gets on camera.
Hopefully the ball rolls. You go play as it was, like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You got to chip it over there.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead. We'll take a break and we'll be back with some bourbon release news.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon.
Hey everyone, we're back with bourbon release news, and I'm glad that there's really like there's no plural to this. It should just be like the bourbon release news. Like I don't know how to make a singular out of this. Because we have one article to go through.
Because it's still, yeah.
It's the news, but it's not bourbon. It's just bourbon. It's just a bourbon release news.
Okay.
It's a bourbon release news, I guess is the way to put it. All right, here we go. So Buzzard's Roost Sippin' Whiskey is kicking off 2024 with an all-new addition to its collection of super premium bourbons and rye whiskeys. And this is their new American Whiskey. American Whiskey takes place among Buzzard's Roost portfolio as a versatile, approachable, and whiskey crafted for cocktails, as well as sipping. For its first American Whiskey, Buzzard's Roost has a mash bill of 75-21-4 and turned to its library of charred number one barrels with a proprietary toast profile and a secondary aging of this three-year-old sourced whiskey. It's proofed to 105 and has an SRP of $39.99.
So what makes it American Whiskey if it's 75-21?
I would guess
that it's not a new charred oak.
It must have been not new charred oak. So it probably started off, actually, it started off as life as 75-21-4, which is a typical MGP mash bill. Probably went into a used barrel because MGP is just creating so much. They're like, we're out of barrels. Like, just go use the used ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just put it in there. And then what Buzzard's Roost did is they're like, okay, let's take that and let's dump it back into our char number one barrel. Give it a little proprietary toast to it. And it was only 3 years old, so you can probably take a three-year-old whiskey, put it into some secondary aging, probably make it
get
feel
a lot
like
of flavor.
Like a 4 to 6 year,
right?
Maybe even 4 to 7, and then took it down to 105 because there is no upwards proof on what American whiskey can be. So who knows? Like they could have been in the barrel at like 190.
That's true. I doubt it, though.
Probably not. Probably.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably off the still at
125. I mean, because they probably made it to be bourbon.
Well, I don't know.
You, well, actually, yeah.
You take it off the still at 160. Yeah, you take it off the still at 160.
So it was in the barrel at 160 then.
Yeah. So could you imagine that? Taking off at 160 and then proving down to 100. That's some yield, my friend.
That's, I know. That's good economics there.
And they're also with an SRP of $39.89. So this is going into a trend, I believe, and I know we will see going into the remainder of 2024 is how low can you go?
Yep.
Our bourbon is totally low.
That was my prediction. You're going to see prices and products at lower prices coming down the stream this year.
Yeah. But this isn't necessarily taking their premium stocks and discounting it, right? This is saying, like, how can we create, and this is the y'all, like, listen to this, like, this is the conundrum that we live in day to day, is trying to figure out, like, as a source brand, like, how do you get below that $40 price point? It's almost impossible, because you understand, like, where we come from, and if we're buying the barrels at $2,000-$3,000 a piece, we'll say $3,000 for rough sakes, like, you understand, like, the distillery that made this, they did it for $400, $350,
probably closer to $350. Yeah.
So it's really, really difficult.
Maybe even less than that.
Yeah. So there's a reason why all the big dogs out there, why they have all these products that are, you know, a decent ages and you know, 49.
6 years ago, they were making it for $250, you know, before barrel prices increases, grain prices increased, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's why it's hard for people like us to be at sub $30.
Yep.
Or sub 50.
Well, see,
I mean, you can, you just have to, you have to cut proof way down, or you have to, I don't know.
Well, it's a younger product. Like, it's a 3-year-old source whiskey, yep. Right? But, you know, you secondary age it in something, and then I think that adds a little more flavor, a little more characteristic. There's a lot of ways that you can go around creating a really good product, though.
Yep. And that sounds like a good one.
Yeah. So
Jason and the team, they know what they're doing. So it probably tastes good.
Oddly enough, there is a package on my desk right now that says it's from Buzzard's Roost. I wonder if this is it.
The American whiskey?
Yeah.
I do like their line, Buzzard's Roost Sipping Whiskey. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah. That was smart.
It was. Well, this gives us a little bit more time to think about what we were just talking about this week's podcast on Behind the Pursuit. Innovation. What kind of things
there
can
goes
you,
Buzzard's Roost.
What can you think of to be able to get below $39.99? Which, before we kind of end this off, is one of the things that we learned and saw this past week when we were thinking of new names for another product we're working on. I found one, and it's like, oh, here it is. 20% bourbon, 80% G&S plus oak additives. And it's like $39.99. I was like, well, no wonder you can get that low.
Yeah. But most average consumers don't care. They just want cheap and tastes good and looks good.
And looks good. Yeah, I know. Well, avid listener out there, make sure you stay true to yourselves and you keep buying really good bourbon.
That's right. Us too.
But that's going to be it. That is all this week in bourbon. It was a light one, as I said, but this was still a good one. I'm glad we got to talk about a little bit about us this time. So pay attention to everything happening with Pursuit Spirits. We'll be talking about some new releases that are coming for not only just our United Rye, but we'll have United Toasted Bourbon that'll be coming, releasing soon. We also have Double Oak Bourbon that we've been teasing forever. And I know it's been forever, but it still needs more time. We're like, it's almost there.
We're just perfecting it.
Yeah. Because you get one shot, right? Back to Eminem.
That's right.
That's how you're talking around at the show.
Start freestyling soon.
Yeah. All right. With that, everybody, cheers. We'll see you next week.
Toodles.